Hey everybody, welcome to episode number 119 of the Backlog Podcast. With me today, as always, is Jim. And down below, we've got Buddy. He's sitting...
How you doing?
Right over there, sitting in the same room as me. And I am Kevin. Welcome to the Backlog Podcast. We are running a little late today. Just had some work that I had to do and all that fun stuff. But we appreciate y'all being here. I am reactivating Jim's logo. He wasn't here last week. He had some other things he had to get to do. So I had to turn his logo off. And then I forgot there to turn it back on. There we go.
All right.
Now we're looking fucking good. We're doing. How you feeling?
Good. Feeling
wide
good.
Wide awake. We are up and about.
So wide awake. ready for action.
Jim, we must be on a similar wavelength right now because I didn't sleep last night either. I slept about 2.5 hours. Buddy slept like a rock.
I always sleep good. It's very rare that I don't sleep good.
Yeah,
you got to exercise more.
It's not enough time for the day, so I steal hours at night so I can do the things I like to do when no one's awake. But then, you know, you got to sacrifice sleeping.
Yeah. That's what sucks.
And you're a fucking zombie during the day.
You know, I was telling Buddy this morning, because like I went to bed, but I couldn't sleep. It was one of those toss and turnings, having crazy dreams and shit like that. I figured out how to see the inside of my eye with my eye. And so I thought it was pretty cool.
And how
it sounds crazy.
That?
Well, go back to a couple of years ago when I almost took my left eye out with a pair of pliers. I hit my eye. I saw flashes of light. Well, no, I'm sorry. I hit my eye. I couldn't see at all. Later on, I saw flashes of light out the left side of my eye that I continued to see for the rest of my life, every 10 to 20 seconds. When I went to the eye doctor when it happened, they looked inside my eye and even showed me, like, on one of the screens. It's almost, and I don't know if it's technically, but it's almost like an electrical current. Like, your eye is receiving and sending signals constantly, and those signals actually do have properties of light, but just such very low, they're not bright. It's not like you could look inside your eye without devices and see it. So here's where it gets crazy. When you rub your eye, you see stars. That's real.
Yeah.
It's a different thing, but it's the same sensation your eye gets when you receive light into it. And so it's like, that's real to your brain. That's light. Right. Your eye, the whole process comes from the back through, and then when it's receiving, it's mirrored image and all that shit, right? When you close your eyes and apply some pressure, you get your eyes to produce this light. And if you really focus weirdly, like a seeing eye picture almost. You ever see those things back in the day?
When you like put the thing up to your face and pull it away.
Yes, and you kind of go cross-eyed or whatever and whatever. It's that, right? You do that, but with your eyes closed and slight pressure. Now, I have no idea if I'm totally just making my brain perceive these things, but it got to the point, almost like if you saw floaters on the outside of your eyeball, but I saw layers upon layers of this shit. Like, I was seeing through my fucking eyeball, and it was moving very, very slowly. And if I leaned my head this way, over a little bit of time, it would start going this direction, like gravity was affecting it. Again, I could have just been fucking crazy. I totally accept that. Seems it. But I kept doing it for like an hour, testing it out, and I learned how to do it. So I can do it right now. And I truly believe that what I'm seeing is like the fucking blood vessels or something inside my eyeball.
Yeah.
Before my eye actually focuses on real world. It's fucking crazy.
Here's
I think I'm a magician.
Why does it feel so good when you rub your eyes like that for
Buddy actually had a more important question than that, but that's a great question. I love that feeling. Buddy said, great. If you could do that, that's cool, but what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, like what's the point? What's, you know, he told me, I let him tell me the whole thing earlier, and I'm like, okay, well, what is
he's like, I believe you.
What does it help?
It's just like, that's, you can do that now. That's fantastic. But like,
yeah,
exactly. Where are you going from there?
I just, you know, I feel like the more I open up
what's
brain,
next?
Yeah, like I know that we don't use our whole brain, and I feel, and I was telling you, Jim, earlier, I think our brains are working some overtime. I don't think everyone's brain can work overtime. I think some people's work normal and other people's work overtime. And because you're working overtime, just like a computer, it can over fucking heat. You can get a lot of shit done in a short period of time. You can surprise people with the amount of things you will know. But at the end of the day, your brain's going way faster. Like, you're on full gear. And then you might hit a wall, so to speak. You might, you might stall. All those things are possible, just in a different concept. And I think that happens. It's perceived as anger. It's perceived, you know, you might feel confused, fucking grumpy, don't know why. But I mean, one of the things Buddy and I were talking about as we were driving when Buddy was moving here was we were listening to the Neuralink conversation with, what's his face there? Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. And so they were talking about like being able to insert memories into your fucking head and that kind of shit, you know, like pretty crazy, like the Matrix, you know, pretty crazy shit. And it's just like, what, there's gotta be more to the brain than we know about. Obviously there's more to the brain than we know about, but we've got to be able to know about it. We've got to be able to figure it out. There's probably a lot of things our brains can do that we don't even know. But over here, we're working overtime. Maybe if we reappropriated how we use our brains somehow, we only know how to use them based off of nature. We wake up because we are no longer tired. We go to sleep because we are tired. Those types of things. If we can blast learn with a fucking insert like we're a computer, if they can put a Neuralink and make your brain learn things fast, that's a pretty impressive task. I believe a lot of things that your brain receives comes through the eyeballs. You know, I think you can see people's souls in their eyes, and so to speak. You can tell more about somebody when you're looking at them than if you're just listening. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I think, I mean, yeah, it's all cheesy and spiritual and all that, but it's like, there's a lot going on in some of our heads, and some people are completely fine just being relaxed. I was talking to one of my friend's mothers last night, and she's like, you know, we were talking about like, would you live forever if you could? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I would. And she's like, no, let me fucking die like when I'm supposed to. And, you know, we're on the cusp of potentially, like, I don't know if anyone watching is really paying attention, but all the emotes in the chat represent the silliness of the idea. But, you know, there's a lot of talk about the aliens, you know, the information on aliens being exposed soon. A lot of people are like, if you're really paying attention, it's there. Even going back a year ago on a Tucker Carlson on Fox News, one of the most watched shows at the time, came out one day and said, hey, two alien spaceships were recovered. And the, you know, the military claims that these are not part of our world. They never fucking talked about it again. That was on primetime news like a year ago during the fucking COVID pandemic. I think he was probably, you know, doing something to fuck with people, like not to fuck with people, to be like, you know, COVID's nothing. We got fucking aliens coming, you know, like, and I'm doing a fucking news article on it. You can't stop me, you know, no one else would talk about it. You know, no one else would talk about it at all. I mean, obviously, I've been an alien guy since I was a tiny little kid, and I've been waiting that long, and I've, you know, maybe I've seen an alien, maybe I haven't. I'm content with thinking that I will never see an alien, so, you know what I mean? I'm not expecting anything big. But at the same time, there's people with credibility popping up, talking about, like, there's more than you fucking know, and we're going to expose it very soon. And that's the crazy part. And so, with Elon Musk being this powerful guy sending spaceships to the outer space and satellites and talking about Neuralink and inserting shit into our brains, this is all happening pretty fast. And with COVID, people forgot about 2020 pretty quick. But in 2020, we went from, yeah, we have a thing called Neuralink, and it's going to be pretty cool, to, hey, here's a monkey that learned Pong through a fucking digital device inserted into its head. And if you that's think insane. That that's the only thing they've done, and if you think that wasn't a video from a while ago, you know what I mean? Like, that's not live footage. Mm-hmm. That's what they can show you today. They wouldn't put that on the news, because that monkey might get a fuck, might turn into the Incredible Hulk tomorrow with this stupid thing. No, that's been that's phase one. They're rolling it out, and they do it. This is literally in the same manner as the movie Planet of the Apes. Like, this shit is like, hey, we got a monkey. Monkey's smarter than most monkeys. That's literally, we have Caesar right now. He plays Pong, which is pretty cool. Maybe he'll get his own Twitch channel soon, as long as he's in a hot tub. But what's your thoughts, both of you?
That's a hell of a way to start the backlog podcast. But yeah, aliens are awesome. I hope aliens are real.
That's like, I don't know. There's like, aliens is definitely something I'm fucking afraid of, man. Like, aliens and fucking like paranormal shit. Those two things, straight up. Aliens, fucking terrifying.
Yeah, the difference between
I believe in them, but they're fucking terrifying.
Yeah, the crazy.
We don't know shit.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that. Like, with paranormal, we're making that shit up. Someone's conceiving paranormal. Right, they
to explain aliens.
Yeah, aliens literally could be wisps of air. Like, we have no fucking. What's up, girl? Hey, puppies. Like we don't have. Just because we have a concept of fucking physics, and I didn't take it in college and high school. But hey,
get over here.
We got our dogs going crazy. Sorry, but no, like. Everything that we know, we put on this periodic table of elements. Thanks, Rick. Everything that we conceive, we use our own images. But when you look at evolution, and you look at like how things have evolved, and you know, we came from a fucking thing in the water, and then eventually, like, there's way, like, videos you can watch on how eyeballs were developed. You know, it's like sensations that received light. And it was basically a zero or one, just like a computer. Like, you know, is there light or is there not? Eventually, over time, that adapted to a sack that could accept more light. Over time, they went from that to fucking, like, being able to distinguish if there was a physical thing present. You know, that took billions of fucking years, whatever, right? On our planet. And just because that's the only thing we know, we put all these rules that we know that make sense to our planet. And there could be something that our brains couldn't even interpret.
Dude, everyone's thinking all these aliens are in space. What if we know less about the ocean? What if they're in the ocean? Yeah. All the aliens, they're coming out of the ocean, and all these ships and all this crazy shit is like way deep in the fucking ocean, and that's what they're coming from.
And vampirates.
Oh shit! He pulled it out.
Vampirates.
He pulled it out. We were talking vampires the other day, and Buddy likes pirates. And I was like, you got a fucking vampire. Yeah, octopus is the fucking alien. Like, seriously, when you're just thinking about all this shit, it's like, if they came out, like, NASA could literally come out and say, octopi are fucking aliens. That's what they are. They live in water. They came from a fucking comet. They grew. We grew it in a lab, you know, whatever, million years ago. You know, not a lab, but, you know, like, I don't know. Fuck. I'm just saying, like, no fucking clue. Like, the aliens could be completely useless. It could be by chance that they land here. It could be completely calculated. It could have been in the past. They could be using fucking transport technology. They could change our world in a millisecond. What if, Buddy was like, what if they taught us how to fucking live and breathe with just sunlight, like fucking plants, you know, as humans walking around? And then you got real vampires because you need the sun. But it's like the inverted vampires.
Vampirates.
Vampirates. Stealing the sun. Vampirates stealing the sun. And that's the, just so everyone was wondering why we started the show off this way, that's the plot of the new movie, Babyface and the Heel. That's the rewrite.
Stealing the sun.
Vampirates.
It's a musical.
Mr. Prez in the house, he's been rocking it real good over there on his Twitch channel. If you're not checking him out, check him out. He has a suit of dollar bills, and he rocks it like a rock star.
Where did you get that suit, man?
Oh, man. It's his birthday. I believe his mom bought it for him, which makes it even better. Like, mom knows best. You know what I'm saying? I apologize for those of you who can hear this dog in the background. He won't shut up. And I also want to give a shout out to Ricky MMA, the co-host of the MMA underscore Marks, right? That's Marks. The co-host of the MMA Marks podcast. You can find them anywhere you search for podcasts. Just search MMA Marks podcast. You will get a very good, well, thoroughly thought out, decently lengthed podcast that is just ripe and rip-roaring, ready to go every week. This guy over here, I watched him from his left angle here. What's this? The side angle. And I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was pure magnificence to be able to observe the creation of such a podcast. So he's going to get you a link. He's going to put
enjoy doing it. You know, thank you for the shout out there. Shout out to President. Shout out to GD Insomniac as well. You know, we're all great streamers on our own.
He's not liking all that love, Philip.
No, I'm just saying it's you can love me all you want. You can love me long time.
There you go. Philip is in the house. We got to ask Philip. Have you done your fucking push-ups, Philip? Everybody, anybody listening to this goddamn podcast, whether it be today or next week or a year from now, and you're just listening to an old episode, give me a fucking push-up, just one. If you haven't done a push-up in a year, see if you can do it. And if you can, try for two. If you can do two, try for three. Make it a habit. Even if, I mean, guys, girls, it don't matter. Be able to lift yourself off the ground. If you can't do that, that's not good.
Yeah.
Buddy and I, Jim, all three of us, are in a new phase. We're going to be working out. We're going to be getting in shape. And we are starting a little competition. Jim, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I figured we could all, I mean, for me personally, I won't fucking do it. I won't work out unless I have some kind of mental motivation and sort of some kind of friendly competition going. So I said, why don't we all throw, get like 10 people or so, throw in $20 a piece, have first, second place winner, and, you know, have it go on for however long we want to have it go on, maybe 90 days, something like that. And just make it fun.
Yeah, and I told a few people like Philip, who's interested, that they could come through and hear more of the rules today. I figured we would lay down the rules, you know, set it down, set it straight. I do like 90 days. I think 90 days is good. How about us? How soon do you want to start? Do you want to start this week coming up? Maybe Sunday's the deadline to say if you're in or out?
I'd say why don't we start right on June 1st?
Yeah.
That's
Tuesday. Can you mute for a second?
Tuesday coming up.
Can you mute for a second? I can yell. Jagger! Could you hear me? Jim?
Do you guys know I can't hear you?
Just checking. I had to yell. Can you deal with the dogs, dude? I'm doing a podcast. There you go. Fuck. Trying to be good, but at one point or another, I mean, my kid wants to be a streamer. And I say, when I'm streaming, you got to take care of the dogs. And he don't take care of the dogs. He's not going to, I mean, how you going to be a good streamer if the dogs are barking? We got two dogs in this room. You hear him barking? We got three dogs in the other room. That's his dogs to take care of when we're streaming.
It's a madhouse.
Okay, so yes, I didn't mean to put it on mute to derail that, but Philip, If you are sick, it doesn't matter. Your muscles are your muscles, sick or not. If you're really, really that sick, obviously do what you can. But
we're in the hospital, bitch.
But yeah, you literally, when you're, if you say you've been in your bed for days, you've pissed, right? You pissing in your bed? No. So as shitty as it is, and I actually stand by this, and a doctor probably wouldn't recommend it, but like, if you're sick, you're already sick, right? It sucks. It sucks to be sick. Get the other shit out of the way too. Take a run. It fucking sucks. It does. If you don't have a headache or a fever, you're just like, ugh, my nose hurts. Run. Go for a fucking jog. A slow jog if you have to. You're going to be fucking feeling shitty anyways. I don't know. That's just my thoughts.
This is the type of motivation you'll get if you start following or getting fit with us. We'll talk shit on you by telling the whole world that Philip showed me a plate of like 22 fucking toasted of strudels earlier. He was strong enough to make that needed, wasn't he?
I ain't gonna lie, I like me some toaster strudels.
Oh man, I don't even remember the last time I ate a toaster strudel.
Well, don't start now because you're about to try a diet or at least a workout or something to win this competition.
My diet is just not eat food, pretty much. I'll eat like a salad once a day, and that's
well, that
it.
is a fair diet. My brother and his friend in high school, they did a challenge. One of the kids couldn't eat anything, and my brother could not sleep. First person to eat, like, so if this guy Chuck had eaten, he's out. And if my brother slept, he's out. First person to do their thing was the loser. And I believe my brother won, but he definitely slept. It's just his, you know.
Your body's just going to fucking shut down.
But he was seeing things. I remember I was like his go-to to keep him up at night. And he's like. And he was dead serious. He was fucking seeing things. He's like 2.5 days of no sleep. Almost 3 days. That fucking dude ate.
Hell yeah.
So, don't do that is what I'm saying, because it's not good. It's not a good challenge.
You broke your leg, go for a run.
Think about how much you like sleep. That's how bad it is to not eat. It's worse to not sleep.
So for this competition we're doing, if it's starting on June 1st, is that the cutoff day to sign up?
Do the cutoff date no, I would say probably the day before then, right? So end May 31st. Or even Sunday, if you want to call it a Sunday and say the 30th, either way. 30th.
Do the 31st.
And what we will be basing it on is your weight percentage loss.
Yeah
so we'll take your...
So it's a weight loss challenge. It's not just like, you know, something crazy like that.
Yeah, so if you start off at let's just say 220, and you lose 22 pounds, you've lost 10% of your body mass, because we're just going to take the amount of weight you've lost divided by the total weight that you started with. No,
so that's the way, you know.
Ricky should join. I mean, I was up there in Maryland the other day. Just kidding. I had to get Ricky. Ricky called me turkey neck once. Philip. Philip, you're going to fucking push yourself and you're going to compete. All right. You could win the whole fucking thing. The way we're going to do this so that you don't cheat is you're going to take a video of your fucking self standing on a scale. Then you're going to videotape the registration of the numbers, whether it be a digital scale or a non-digital scale. So if you're going to be in the competition, you have to have access to a scale.
And Discord.
Now, what about progress pictures? I don't know if I feel comfortable putting them out there. But maybe at the end I would, if I felt comfortable.
I'd say that's just up to them. I mean, I might share randomly.
Yeah. If you want to share in Discord, share. If you don't, you don't have to. You know. The important part is the, you know, showing what you... Your numbers.
Yeah.
And also, so this kind of started off, and it still is, a community that I wanted to get together because I'm trying to get myself to lose a lot of weight, and I just wanted to have people that also wanted to do anything fitness-wise can have a place to talk to me and others about it, so we can post. Maybe like the last thing I posted was a video I like to watch where the guy's talking and inspiring you. And then you can also tell us your workouts. You can tell us what you're eating, and you can, and we can all kind of maybe learn from each other and teaching each other things. You know, it's, that's the whole real idea of this for me.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And as Prez is saying, take initial picks. Buddy and I did that, was it today or yesterday?
It was definitely yesterday. Yeah, we did it with a green screen.
Yeah, so we did it with a green screen so we can superimpose ourselves. We did a picture from each angle, and then we did a video rotation. And so, you know, that's what they do in, like, Biggest Loser. So at the end, we'll fucking do that. If you do it and you do it in front of a green screen, it'll be easier. No nudes, fucking straight nudes. What do you think? Buddy's like, hey, dropped his drawers there. I started taking pictures before the fucking, I got to tell a quick story. It's kind of funny. Go ahead.
I want to say something though. Philip, don't get weird. He's there talking about sending pics and stuff.
Yeah. We're adults. We can't be fucking around. I know you're under 18. So, okay, so today I was chatting with Colt Cabana. He needed some help with his microphone. And he was dealing with, he got a new adapter on his microphone. So some of you who have like the Shure SM7B, like this one, or a similar microphone, it needs a gain booster because the microphone is super sensitive. It's built that way. And so you need to boost the audio. You have to use a mixer or whatever. But when you're using a mixer, it's processing the audio. So you want clean gain, which is clean volume, right? You want that to be sent to the mixer before you have to control how loud your audio is. And this microphone, to do it right, you need to have a booster between it. And so he bought one called the Fethead. And I have a similar one called the Cloudlifter. And he reached out, hey, do you know how to do this? I said, yeah. So we figured it out, and his issue, if you ever run into this, anybody streaming or doing the audio, is that the Fethead adapter has to be the closer end of your micro to the, like, on the end of the cable that's closest to your microphone. It cannot be attached directly to your mixer, right? You have to have a cable coming from your mixer into the Fethead and then into the microphone. You can put the Fethead directly into the microphone, or you can use another cable if you want to, like, use that as an extension. All right. So he took a picture of his mixer to show me his settings because we couldn't get the audio for a second. And his mouse pad, there was like a beefy dude, is just like from his waist up, and you couldn't see his face because it was covered by something in the picture. It was a complete accident. So then he immediately sends me a picture of his mouse pad. And he's a professional wrestler, right? So the mouse pad, I don't know if it's his brother's or his buddy's, but it's like three dudes with their shirts off. And, you know, then he was quick to be like, no, that's just so you know, it's not just some, you know, sexy guy or something like that. I forget what he called him.
That's hilarious.
Babe. It's not a babe. Stop it, boys. Stop. Dog's going crazy. So anyways, I talked to him for a good half hour, fixing his issue. Later, Prez.
Later.
Thanks for swinging by, man. Stop, dogs. Stop. After I'm done talking with him, at the end of the call, like, I was like, hey, you streaming tonight? And he goes, no, I'm not streaming tonight. I usually like to stream before my girlfriend gets home. So, you know, she's about to come home. She's about to come through the door any minute, so I probably won't stream tonight. And I said, oh, okay. And then we disconnected. So I thought. Stop. God damn it. Now I jinxed myself with these dogs. Fucking stop. All right. Sorry. Okay. So I didn't hang up. And I turned to Buddy and I'm like, he has a girlfriend.
And I said, "Does he know you're gay?"
And I said, "I have two kids. Of course he knows I'm not gay," or something like that. And then Buddy's like, "What does it fucking matter?" or something, right? I don't know. And then I was like, "Oh shit, I'm still connected." And I disconnected. I have no idea if he heard me. I only can assume he heard me, right? He didn't say a word. If he did speak, I would have heard him. So either he was listening to see what I would say, or he disconnected and I just didn't see that on my end. Because sometimes in Discord, you still have to click disconnect. But I could see his fucking desktop. I hadn't disconnected from his desktop yet. So I assumed that the audio call was still going on. Now that I think about it, I believe you can do the screen share without the audio. So I'm thinking I did disconnect and that he didn't hear me, but it's still pretty funny if he did. Milk Sniffer in the house, stuffing 35 bits into the backlog bank. We appreciate it. Milk Sniffer, he was on the podcast. Fucking good dude. Last seen playing Detective Club, The Missing Heir. He will be playing games that either you have never heard of or you heard of a long time ago or things like that. It's really fun to swing over by his stream. Jim, what do you got to say about Milk?
Milk's awesome.
Does a body good.
Yeah, he definitely plays a lot of offbeat sort of games, but you'll find some really cool, interesting stuff there, some really neat games, and he dives really, really deep into them, so it's kind of cool. Definitely been a while. I've known you a while now, Milk. So yeah, definitely good dude.
That's so awesome.
Thanks for the biddy.
Hell yeah. I've heard that name before. I think this is the first time I followed him.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
I love the name. I love the name.
I love that name. That is a good name. Jim, talk about Resident Evil 7, 8.
Resident Evil 8, I liked a lot. A lot. So yeah, it was definitely went a little bit more back towards actiony than 7 was. 7 was definitely more horror movie style. Yeah. But I think 7 kind of brought, you know, had a nice balance of, you know, while still having the horror stuff, it kind of brought it back and reminded me a lot of Resident Evil 4, which was
Before you go further, I guess, will we give a spoiler alert, or are you going to try to avoid?
Yeah, I guess, just in case.
Well, okay, so this is the Backlog Podcast. He's reviewing, okay? He's giving a review, so spoiler alert, but don't give the ending away and any key things, right? You talk about what happens if you want, talk about all that, but like, yeah, since it's a brand new game, don't...
I'll try and stay general.
Yeah.
I suppose. You know, but yeah, no, I just like that it still had a nice balance of the horror, you know, a lot of the horror elements while, you know, going back and not being too over the top with the action stuff, because that's what really turned me off about 5 and 6. But it really felt like 4 to me. And I know a lot of people, 4 is, you know, has a lot wide appeal as far as, you know, games in the franchise goes. So, no, it was good. It could have been longer. Could have been a little longer. But it kept me interested the whole time. And it was challenging. I only did it on the standard, you know, your standard
difficulty.
I did difficulty so far. But it was still challenging and a lot of fun. Cool bosses. You know, definitely worth the investment.
And from a streaming perspective, streaming the game, when I was in there, I saw a lot of people kind of pop in and ask about it. I think people enjoyed seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not
I had more people even in because it's a more, you know, it just came out and it's a more popular game. I mean, even for the size of my stream, I had more people kind of pop in than I really expected to with it being such a new game, you know?
Yep.
So that was kind of cool.
Now, Jim has a little day coming up on Saturday. And Jim has been posting about it. Jim's doing a charity stream he's been doing a charity month. And one of the things that I just absolutely love about this dude is he's selfless. He does a lot of charity work in the gaming industry. And he's a very humble guy, so he's not going to shove it down your throat. But for real, it's what he's doing is for a really good cause. It's for mental health awareness across the gaming community. And it's something that I think a lot of people who have mental health issues turn to gaming because it helps. For me, when I'm stressed or whatever, if I'm playing a game that makes me happy, I dive into that world. You know, I go completely consumed by it sometimes, and that might be good or bad, but this is an industry that people utilize. And just like if you use a friend or a partner too much as a punching bag when you're giving them all your problems and worries, if you deal with depression, you probably feel like a lot of people don't even want to hear what you have to say. This organization helps these people who are going through those types of stresses and pains and concerns, and they'll listen. So he's doing all this work to try to get some money raised for this organization. Jim, do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, I mean, they're called Safe in Our World. You can check them out at safeinourworld.org. And I believe I stumbled across them on Twitter a couple months back. You know, you can, if you want to get involved, you can, there's information on their website about becoming a champion or an ambassador for them. You can join their Discord, and there's a lot of great people in there, great little community. Everyone kind of just trying to help out whatever way they can, sharing resources, sharing stories, you know, different helpful tips, what works for them, what doesn't. And it's cool because more I start talking about this stuff, you know, I don't really know anyone personally in real life that has, you know, the same kind of diagnosis that I have, but I've found people within that community that do. So it's kind of neat to be able to have a conversation with someone else in the world that kind of gets what the hell's going on in your head. So that's nice. So I encourage anyone to look them up and join. And yeah, on Saturday we're going to be streaming all day. We have a Tiltify page going, and I mean, honestly, I wanted to do a lot more this month. I wasn't live nearly as much, especially over the last 2 weeks, as I wanted to be, because I'm going through my own shit. I, you know, had my own fucking crisis this month, and you know, that shit happens. So that's even more the reason why I do this stuff, because, so, you know, people have someone to talk to when they're having a hard time. That's why this shit's important. So hopefully we finish the month with a bang on Saturday, and we can do some good. I'm gonna line up some fun stuff, you know, for hitting different targets, and I think we're gonna do, I have a $20 Steam gift certificate we're gonna give away when we hit, I don't know, probably like 250 or something like that. We'll do a giveaway and give that away.
Hell yeah. It's gonna be an awesome day.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm turning 34. I'm old, so it's my B-day.
Old. Fuck this guy. I'm over here dying my beard. I am. I'm not afraid to admit it. I think nowadays, right, there's so many females who just fucking don't even... their hair is... You'd never even know what they would look like without their makeup or their hair. Completely. And they look great. I think they probably look great without it, too. I don't blame them. But men, it's kind of taboo. And this kind of plays in, if I'm being honest. As an older guy, got a little pudgy. My hair fell out. You know, it's harder to lose weight. It's, you know, and a lot of people in this industry, you know, well, at least the people in Twitch and stuff, you know, a lot of people they're working out. They're able to do their thing. You know, you feel fucking left behind, and you're like, you're leaving yourself behind. You start blaming yourself for a lot of shit. You try to work out, it's hard. You try to eat right, it's not easy. It's easier to eat terrible. It's very easy to eat terrible. And you get in habits, and you get lack of sleep, and all these things just start breaking you down. And you look around your house, and you're like, man, if I could just clean that room or something. Everything seems so daunting. And then you just fucking do it. You just get up, and you do it one day. I mean, I'll clean my garage. It might get ruined 2 days later, but it does feel damn good when you do it. Same as if you fucking mow your lawn Buddy helped me with my lawn yesterday, 2 days ago. It was fucking great.
Oh, he's proud.
I am proud of this guy. Yeah, he's growing up.
And admire your work.
But no,
I can't fit in the driving lawnmower.
We'll get him there. I tied him to the back and made him run like in Punch Out. Hitting his shoulder for fucking 40 straight minutes. Little Mac. But no, just Buddy being here, to be honest, it helps me with cope. You know, not, I don't even think coping. It's like when you have somebody you can talk to and get shit out, whether it be a therapist, your friend, your cousin, your parents, your me, or, you know, like reach out to people, reach out to this organization, talk to Jim. Jim fucking is such a unique person to talk to. He's got a lot going on. And at the same time, he knows what you're dealing with if you're dealing with tough shit. So it's like it's easier to talk to somebody who knows what you're dealing with. Because when you try to tell somebody who's never really experienced depression or things like that, they just don't – they want to help. And many understand. Of them probably can, but it's hard to understand. I imagine it would be hard to understand. I don't want to presume. I want to imagine that the best people who can at least understand where you're coming from have to have felt it. And some people feel it much worse than others. So you got to remember that.
And that's why there is such a stigma about things, because the people who haven't dealt with this sort of stuff can't even kind of like fathom what that would be, what that could even be like.
Yep. Yeah, it's tough. And the other thing too, you'll see a lot of streamers and they seem so happy. And you'll come to find out later they weren't. Maybe they were happy while they were streaming.
People was that show you what they want you to see.
Yep, comedians. You know, Chris Farley, one of the most notorious. Like, he was one of the funniest guys. It was at the time, it was hard to believe that he was going through any sort of torment, because every time you saw him, he was just his character. He was the best at what he did. And he was crazy and chaos. And then you find out 20 years, you know, a couple of years later, just how bad it really was, and you probably don't even know the half of it. You know, there's probably a lot more. It affected a whole bunch of people. That's comedians. That's people who make you laugh, and they got heavy stories. Now he's got every kid in the world wants to be a streamer. Now we're all putting ourselves right on camera, recorded if you want to. Hot tub streamers getting fucking next to naked, ain't giving a shit in the world, just making bank. And you know, I remember when the internet was coming out, man, and it was like, you got to watch out what you put out there. You know, you put the wrong thing, you talk to the wrong person, you say the wrong thing, and now it's just like no one gives a shit. It's just complete freedom. It's great. It's scary at the same time.
I don't care.
Well, did you see, so you saw that they added the hot tub category.
Yes, I didn't get to look at all these new tags that they put up. I heard that there's a whole bunch of them. And while we're on the topic of mental health, I heard, I didn't look yet, but there are even individual tags for specific diagnosis of mental health issues. Like if you have ADHD, there's an ADHD category.
Add it to your stream.
Yeah, if you have major depressive disorder, I think there's even one for that. You know, there might be a bipolar one. I don't know. I didn't look yet.
What about one for being extremely stoned?
That one, too. You know?
I really would like to be able to put that on there for when I'm like, I went too far. And I'm like, you guys, if you're looking for some crazy fucking gameplay, you're probably not in the right place right now.
Yeah, it's good to have these resources. A lot of people won't use them. They'll be afraid to or uncomfortable thinking about it. A lot of people won't even admit that they're dealing with those problems. It's not a weakness. It's a fucking chemical imbalance for some people. So it's the way you're made to be that way. Be proud of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, even for me, someone like searching for a job, there's a lot of things they'll ask on job applications. Like, is that a disability? I mean, technically, yeah. But I put that on a job application? Fuck no, because
yeah, you don't, the stigma around
it. And they're going to see that and move on to the next person. So that's what's fucked up about it. You know, I can't be honest about that shit. I'm applying for jobs. I can't be.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, this goes back to the stuff I was rambling about at the beginning. I believe that there's a possibility that this shit comes from the fact that we're just fucking working overtime. Our brains don't stop. And so these are the ways that that they handle it. Just like a car, if you're going too fast, you know, it's the cars can go fucking fast. You can train them to go fast. You can ease into it, but eventually you're going to go, you know, you go one too many miles and you fuck it up. So, like I was saying, you know, be proud of it in a way, because you know, you're fucking not some dope who doesn't know what, you know, left or right. You're, you know, it's a badge of honor in a way. It sucks, but at the same time, it's like there's other people who are completely content with just looking at the sun all day. That's it. That's the only fucking thing they want to do is relax at the beach and listen to the waves. I'm over here like I have to have a goddamn computer and 1,000 movies at my tips of my finger. I gotta have 5 applications open at once.
Mm-hmm. So. Constant stimulation.
Yeah.
Milk's never seen his job like that. He's disabled just killed me, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
I really like him. Oh.
He says, I'm disabled, but they really like it.
It's really like me.
Tax write up.
Oh, man. That's awesome. So anyways, yeah, I was talking about, as a kind of a conversion here, we've been talking a lot about how Twitch is adding or promoting the hot tub streams. And, last week they just went all in with fucking a new category. And now you can go to that category and, you know, Buddy and I have a little bit of a different of opinion right now. I think we're similar in opinion, but like. Buddy's level setting with me. He's being honest. So we were watching this dude lay in a bathtub in his underwear. Green water. He had green face paint on that was very badly put on his face.
For those of you trying to visualize, our shirts were off.
His shirts were off. Yeah.
Not playing.
The guy's shirt was off. He was laying in the... our shirts were off.
Because we're watching a guy in a tub together.
Straight up. What's up, Jack Sazal? I hope this isn't the guy I was talking about, because the guy happened to be from Jacksonville.
That's my buddy, okay. Rick.
I was going to say, the guy's not, he had a dial-in show. What's up, Rick? I heard about you. So anyways, this guy had a you could dial in, and it was like a talk show where he would take phone calls. It was fucking weird.
Huh.
And it was kind of inappropriate, because they were talking about sexual things, and...
like Loveline on all TV.
Yes, but it was like this guy's in his underwear in a pool in a tub.
That's the weird.
It was like it was fucking.
To me, that wasn't the worst one. The worst one was the people's soup.
Oh my god, the people's soup.
People's soup.
Yeah, I posted these clips in the backlog Discord.
I didn't look at them yet.
Yeah, go down on my backlog Discord. Click.
It'll make you sick.
These people sat in a hot tub or whatever, blow up pool. Not even a hot tub. These people are using like plastic to like pools that you would put your dog in or your little kids. And they put soup in it, and they all sat in it, and then they ate it and drank it and shit.
With their filth in the motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, multiple people were in that fucking thing, and then they were like, ugh.
In soup.
That's the absolute state of Twitch. Those soup people had 500 people watching them. The other dude, couple hundred people watching them. Buddy? 30. You know what I'm saying? Like... Where is Twitch dividing, putting their resources? They're supporting this shit. They're supporting it. They did not even, they said, their statement said, it is not against Twitch's rules to be perceived as sexy. So you can go wear literal underwear, white underwear as a girl, white underwear, and fucking get in a bathtub. And my 6-year-old, if I put that app on their phone, their tablet, without them even signing up.
What happened to TOS? What happened to TOS? I thought
it seems like, to only matter if you're a dude and you're a straight guy or something. Like, for real, that's what it seems to only matter. Because these girls are showing their tits. I mean, there's a girl who paints her boobs every single night. Like, every night. I support that, but I also think that that's stuff that should be on a more regulated site. And so she paints her nipples. She puts a pasty over her nipples, and then she paints the front of her chest with, like, white or a base coat. And she's sitting there just with nothing on. And she has huge boobs, and she's... does it for hours, and she's sitting there today. Like, it just happened, I clicked on it, and just because I'm like laughing about this shit, and she had just gotten started. And what do you think she's gonna start painting first, right? So she shows up with no makeup on her face, her tits basically fully exposed, like basically fully exposed with very little paint on them. I'm gonna do my face. It's an art what she's doing, but it's sexual without a doubt, because of how and the purpose. Is it wrong? No, because Twitch says it's okay. It's not wrong for her to do it. She should fucking do it, because Twitch allows it. And if she wants to.
I got an idea real quick. I don't know how fast you could spin it. If you could just make our background a hot tub, and we put the hot tub category on right now.
I could literally just put a picture of a hot tub in between all three of us. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Fuck it, let's do it. We enter in the hot tub scene, boys.
Hey, can you?
Oh shit!
Yeah, look at Jack's all coming in with fucking biddies. Partisan Spy showing up in the house. What's up, hey. Spy? Spy's been doing some reviews lately. A hot tub. I like this idea, buddy.
Yeah, sorry, it came to me a little late.
Let's see what happens. hot tub. Transparent background. I'm gonna get one with a woman in it too. Watch out, boys. We might get some viewers.
Hey, it's gonna get crazy in here, boys. Should we all take our shirts off? No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
Not those shirts off.
But, okay, so before
we're going skins.
I guess as I do this, I'll preface this with, I ain't lying. I was talking to Buddy about it, and I'm like, we should do a fucking hot tub stream. Like, we're both at the beginning of the stages of working out. We both know where we're at. We both know we need to lose a lot of weight.
Sauna stream. Right.
Why not fucking do a hot tub stream?
Sauna stream, baby.
I have a sauna, you know? Like, yeah. Hey. Us two sitting in the fucking sauna.
You know, it's hey, weight
loss. Hey, gym stream's coming on my channel soon, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Buddy, talk about that for a minute while I get this hot tub going.
Well, we're just getting started into the gym. We're trying to get a routine going. But when you first start in the gym, for anybody who hasn't been in the gym in a while, it's very, very taxing on your body and energy. So me and him have been kind of really struggling, especially me. I mean, I haven't moved my body. You guys that have been following me would know that I haven't really been moving much. I've been streaming like 24 hours, you know, 13 here, 14 here. I'm not moving all day long. I'm playing the game. So now that I'm trying to get fit, man, I'm telling you, my body's it's taking a toll, but I'm going to get it all together, guys. It's going to be great. And then, like I said, me and Backlog will be doing streams into the, you know, in the gym. And also, maybe sauna, but definitely we're gonna get a hot tub stream. He has a hot tub. Why the fuck not? look at that's Jordan right there. By the way, Doku.
Oh, that's right, Doku. What's up, man? Jordan, how you doing, man?
He says I'll donate $50 if my name goes on your head.
All right, you guys ready for this? we got a chick in the hot tub. Hopefully, you all can see this on stream.
I don't know if we can hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Fuck me.
All right. No, I muted myself. Hot tubs. All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Doing our first hot tub stream. Pull my...
There you go.
Lounge right here. Going to show some titties. Yeah.
See, Philip's always the one.
He is. So, Jim, what is your game plan, or at least like, what's your thoughts on how you're going to start exercising? And
I am the worst one to ask. I told you my routine is so stupid.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I'm asking specifically because you said earlier you wouldn't do it if this wasn't a challenge. So
no, I wouldn't. But like,
since you're going to start, like, what are you thinking you might?
Like, I'm not going to the gym. I don't go to the gym. I don't have time to go to the gym, first of all, with the kids and everything else going on. So I have a fucking yoga mat. I do push-ups. I do sit-ups. I have, like, I don't know if they're, like, 25 pounds or 30 for something pound little dumbbell or whatever the hell you call them, fucking curl things. So I do that. I try to do out and fucking do, like, this area. That's all I really do, though, and I fucking just do jumping jacks and try and get my heart rate going by fucking throwing on music and fucking literally, like, punch dancing around, get my heart rate going, and then just do that shit. And that's all I really do. I just try to eat better. I was drinking, like, a case of soda every 2 days, 3 days, you know, for a long time.
Yeah.
And just cutting that out has helped a lot. Probably the more than anything. Because that's a ridiculous amount of sugar, you know, mm-hmm. every single day. So that's my main thing, just cutting out the crap and then just trying to move a little.
Well, I just wanted to say this too. Like, so in the Discord where we got the fitness section, me and Backlog have been posting our workouts that we're doing. And obviously you guys can contact us if you don't understand what we're saying. But a lot of this stuff because we're even going with personal trainers and learning from them, and a lot of this stuff you can do right at home. It's like new movements for you to work out at home. Like, you might not think to lay on your side and just do leg raises. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's working out your legs like a son of a bitch and stuff like that. And we can literally not only like tell you what to do, we can send you links to what we're doing and how it looks and how to do it.
And that's the cool thing, because like you said, I want to try and it might be hard for people that don't have equipment or can't get to the gym, like get a yoga mat like I have, and then just what can you do using your body and your body's resistance or whatever to still get the same kind of workout and work all those different muscle groups. And like you said the other day when we were talking, Kevin, something like P90X, where you don't necessarily need all this big equipment at the gym or, you know, all this shit in your own home. You can kind of just use what you have and long as you have an area, like a nice space to fucking work in, you're good to go.
Yeah, totally agreed. Just for the sake of the stream, I'm getting us some hot tub babes, okay? So bear with me for a minute.
Yeah, hot tub babes.
I'm calling them in because we're going to have a lot of people coming in looking for hot tub babes, right? And we got three of them right now, but we're getting, and we have one in the tub. She's just not very active. So, yeah, hot tub babes coming your way. Bear with me.
P90X is what Jordan's saying. Is that what you'll be doing, Jordan? P90X.
P90X. Well, that's a good one to do. To be honest, I have done the P90X workout. It's if you do it, it will work. It literally is as simple as that. If you do the P90X workout and you do it for 90 days, doesn't really matter how intense you do it, you will see changes. Because legit, you just have to fucking get out. If you go outside and you literally walk in a circle, the circumference of like 8 feet, and you do it every single day, you walk an hour to the left clock, you know, counterclockwise, and then you walk an hour clockwise, you would see fucking results in 90 days, okay? It's not that hard to understand how you can receive results. The more you do, the harder you do, you'll receive better results. It's as simple as that. But just showing up starts fixing your mind. And it kind of goes hand in hand with the shit we were talking about before. You got to want to fix your mind, right? Unless they come out with a pill that can fix your mind without you wanting to, which they have, and they don't always work. But there's one way to do it, is to get up and do that fucking push-up, like I was telling Philip, right? It's not easy for some people, But you get up and you do that push-up, you can do another one later. You can do another one the next day. And then you'll be able to do two. And you got to start making little goals. If you have a hard time achieving goals for this type of success, and not that I'm some freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, I don't know what the hell, but I know that achieving little goals will accomplish one big goal. You can break it down, and you can make it as simple as you want. You could say, I just have to show up at the gym. I'm not doing a fucking thing there today. My body hurts. My legs hurt. I'm just going. You're doing more than most. Okay. The next day, remember to fucking try to add to it. I'm going to go. I'm going to walk to the machine. I'll sit down on it. I ain't touching it. I ain't moving it. It's a step further. That's the speed you need to go. So think about that.
Yeah, well, if you're there, you might as well do it anyway, though.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get there, that's how you'll probably feel.
The hardest part is just getting there. Or the, you know, when I did go, that was the hardest thing. Is just because once you're there, you're there. You know, like, do your shit. But just getting your body to the fucking physical location to actually do what you got to do.
Well, that's why these workouts that we're learning, a lot of them you can do right at home.
You see your hot tub girl?
Oh, let's see. Is it over here?
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me she's creepy. She ain't creepy.
Got scary eyes.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah, she does. But what if... Jim?
She's pretty fucking creepy.
Step two. Would that motivate you?
Oh, boy.
We in the hot tub now, boys. We in the hot tub now.
Dude, you should put in the title Twins.
Twins in the hot tub, yeah. That's great.
Hot tub Twins.
What is Sookie like Stackhouse?
That's the character
from True Blood.
Oh.
True Blood. Hot Tub Twins. We're bringing it all. We're bringing it all.
Yeah.
So, I got a game I need to talk about a little bit. Star Wars Pinball VR. This game is based off of the Oculus VR engine that I play. The game I got to test for.
Choppy people. As hell, bro.
Hey, you got a little choppy.
Fuck, it's these videos.
It's talking about a VR game he had.
Test ones. All right, give me a second, guys. I might lose my video for a minute.
All right. Well, he was about to tell us about a VR game I heard. Because I can kind of hear him in real life. I'm literally right next to him.
You were saying Star Wars Pinball, I think. But I have not played that. So I don't know anything about it. So I can't tell you anything.
I used to love pinball machines. I haven't seen one of those in a long time.
Dude, I wish I had like an old school one in here. Like an old fucking real pinball machine. That'd be sick.
Oh, yeah. What happened to pinball machines, man? They need to bring them back.
I'll show you something. We're talking about pinball. Hold on.
It's a little choppy.
Check that shit out.
Test.
There's your pinball machine.
I feel like I had one of those before.
Dude, this shit's from like the 90s.
Choppy every now and then. Right.
Yeah, do right.
The second one just felt more better.
Here we go. So We don't have twins anymore, but we're bait and switching. One of the twins is changing into a cute bikini. So
she'll be right back. Don't worry.
So, anyways, okay. So let me know if I get choppy again. What it was the videos are huge. They're very high resolution, and when I threw them on, it's just a lot. So, anyways, yeah, Star Wars VR pinball. I got it on the Oculus Quest 2, and it's very similar to if you've played the VR pinball effects on the PlayStation, or if you the PlayStation VR. It's amazing. When you play the pinball VR effects 2, right? Sorry, it's got a weird name. If you play that, you will go into a room and you can walk around using a basically transport, right? You don't walk around, but it's like you're in a penthouse suite, and you have different tables you can play, and you click on the table, the pinball table you want to play, and then you get up to it. This one is all the games are on one pinball table, right? So that's really the only difference from the menu, so to speak. But inside your hub, right, you can move around this room, and you have places to put pictures, you have places to put knickknacks and trinkets, and you collect those knickknacks and trinkets and pictures by playing the games in the pinball. And so you know, it's a different way to celebrate achievements. Inside this virtual world, this virtual place, it's kind of bare, and your point is to kind of fill it up with some achievements. I think it's a phenomenal idea. Posters, like movie posters and things of the Star Wars franchise, different things. That's like cool. You know, Chewie or Hans, you know, in his fucking thing. There's all sorts of stuff you can do inside this VR hideout. Now, how long do you really want to spend in the hideout? I guess it depends on who you are, but the idea is you can do something. You know, it's a little different. It's a different way of thinking, and it's just the first step. When they start doing more stuff like that, virtual interactive menus for your video games, because that's really what it is. It's a VR menu, but you're inside of a room, multiple rooms. You can move around the whole area. The games, right? The VR games inside, I'm sorry, pinball games inside VR are, in my opinion, some of the most immersive games in VR, because you're stationary, you're hyper focused on the pinball machine, and it is really, really sized perfectly, so that you feel like you're literally in front of a real pinball machine. And when you're holding the paddles and they vibrate like they're supposed to, like, you know, if you were holding the side of the freaking pinball machine, and you get the fucking bumpers, you know, you get the feedback. You can lean forward and see where the ball's going. You can, you know, you look around the table, but then you realize you're in, you know, you got Yoda and Darth Vader walking around you while you're playing. You look up and you realize in this room that you're in, you've now fucked up, because you got, you know, the Emperor ready to kill you while you're doing these things. Like, they're literally standing near you, and it's really well done. There's 8 tables. Right, I played a bunch of them. I think I played 6 of them. I got the gist of it. It's awesome. It's worth buying. If it's on discount, pick it up. If it's full price and you like pinball, pick it up. You know, there's enough games out there that I'll always say, if you don't have the money, don't go rushing out, right? But for real, it's worth it. But I actually was thinking, I'm like, I got to get Buddy to try this VR headset. I'm charging it right now as we speak, so that we can maybe tomorrow. But yeah, what do you guys think of that concept? Like, when you're playing, okay, there's other VR games that I've played, Jim, where you are walking up to a cabinet. So Operation Wolf, if you remember, was a game you could walk up to with a gun, and the screen's inside, and you're shooting, kind of like Resident Evil, like the original Resident Evils and stuff, right? They're building VR games like that. Like, you feel like you're standing in front of an arcade cabinet. And you've got to kill the thing, so it's the 2D on the screen, but you're in a 3D world. Inception. It's kind of like Inception in video games.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The game you're playing is this.
You're in the room in the VR, but then you're playing the game that's in the room that you're in.
Yeah, and the game looks like, you know, might be like the retro game, or it's a new version of the retro game. they have it tragic. They have stuff like that. Mix and match a little bit, but you know, you have to dig for it. Sometimes it's not going to be the best, but they're doing that shit. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's cool, but I feel like for me, I mean, it's a good substitute, but I kind of do have that nostalgic, like I miss it for the actually being an arcade with those old school games and shit, man.
I'm going to put Buddy behind the VR headset and the PlayStation VR. We'll probably put the PlayStation VR. No, that needs to be in the living room. I'll put my VR, my PlayStation Pro out there so he can, because it does work better on the PlayStation Pro. But I'll put that out in the living room. We'll get Buddy doing it. I'll get some video of it. We'll post it on the fucking... Because you know what? The other thing, and I know we're going to wrap up here in a minute because we haven't really slept much. But I want to say that one of the things I really always tout with this VR is the fitness aspect. Yes, it's annoying to have a giant headset on your head or cables if you're on the PlayStation VR, but they have a lot of games that really get you moving. Beat Saber is one of them. It's not even intentional, but it becomes a workout. They have several games like that. It's also really fun, and it brings you into a different world. And going back to the beginning when I was talking about, you know, being if you're depressed or whatever and you use video games to get out, this is a safe way to do it. Safe way to get out of your own head. Get into a fucking scary game. Scare yourself. Scared, fear, and sadness are not the same thing. Okay, fear generates excitement, and excitement generates endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. I mean, I don't know if that's the exact science, but like, challenge yourself. Watch a scary movie. Play a scary game like Resident Evil 8, or Super Hot, which isn't scary, but it's a reactive game in VR. And Jim was talking about that beforehand. In VR, Super Hot, if you move, everything moves. But if you stand still, nothing moves. And so if you go to look to your left and you move your head, the bullets start coming at you. You got to figure out in super hyper slow motion, how am I going to dodge this fucking bullet? It's coming right at me and there's another one behind it. And you start to move and you realize, oh shit, there's a third bullet coming off my peripheral vision. That's how this game is. And it's puzzles.
That really interests me because I love Portal. And for me, that like makes me think of Portal, but just different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Portal, you're using obviously the portal gun mechanics, but with that it's just it's puzzle that's just different. It's a fucking shooter puzzle game.
Yeah, and straight like with the really VR movement involved, it's out of this world. I really do support all of it.
Yeah, it's hard, I thought it though. Was cool even without the VR. I can imagine what it is with the VR too.
Yeah, it's hard though to do it for a long period of time. Any VR game, you get a little bit of a headache if you're first starting out. The weight of it, even if it, you know, at the beginning it feels really light, but after 10, 20 minutes, it can start to, you know, you feel that on the back of your neck. So the more you do it, just like working out, the more you do it, the easier it gets. But because you build up those muscles and stuff. And a lot of people are fearful of the sickness that you can get from VR, but it's all mental. It is, because you're not moving. That's how you know it's fucking mental. You get inside of a roller coaster in VR, you feel like you're moving. It's only your eyes telling you what's going on. It's your eyes. And that's why I'm willing to look inside my eyes and come full circle. Because it's where your eyes are the things telling your brain, time to be sick, time not to be sick, right? If you could see inside your eyeballs, and if you could find out your eyeballs are lying to you, I told Buddy, maybe you could use your brain and tell your eyeballs to fix themselves. And straighten themselves out so we don't have to wear glasses. You know, maybe your eyes are like the big brother, but your brain's the fucking brain. And the big brother's like, hey, guess what I saw? Sometimes the brain just don't want to think. It's like, what'd you see? I saw this. Oh, that's not what you saw. Yes, it is. And then the aliens come. I'm trying to go full circle and hit all the topics using these weird analogies. But I will say, Jim, you pulled through. You made it past 9:30. I'm sorry we went past 9:30. But
it's all good. We did it.
But we did get in the hot tub. We did get wet. And hopefully so did all of you at home.
I'm going to throw up a link to the Tiltify campaign I got going for Safe in Our World while we're wrapping up.
Please do. And if you're just joining, or if you're not familiar with it, Jim is doing a charity for the remainder of this month. And you can click that link. You can donate. You can donate a little bit. You can donate a lot. It's going towards challenges that Jim's going to do. And if he somehow gets $5,000, right? Is it $5,000? He's getting a fucking tattoo, and he's going to film it. So if you're feeling shifty, and you want to have a good write off at the end of the year, fucking toss him a 5 G's and see what happens. Because I'm sure you can ask for a little extra too if you do it. Jim's an accommodating kind of guy.
Yeah, right. We got some crazy stretch goals on there, you know, for $5,000 and whatever. But I think for the day on Saturday, if I'm going to make it a goal, if we hit 250, that'd be fucking awesome. If we can pull that together and make that happen,
that'd be great.
Yeah, but also I wanted to just remind everybody, another way to support him with this, you know, with his goals and stuff, is to go and follow his social medias and to repost everything he's posting about his streams. So you can support, even if you don't have money to support, you can support him by getting him exposed out there.
Yeah, that shit's just as important.
And if you want to find that, just find it on his Twitch page. I'm pretty sure he has all that posted there.
Yep. It's all in the panels.
There you go.
That'll get where you gotta go. I think I even linked up the Tiltify to the panels on Twitch too, so that'll bring you right to that campaign too if you want to get there.
Nice. And Jim, what was the who were we raiding today?
Oh, Monozaki is doing his
that's
two
right
year
MANO_ZAKI, right?
Yeah, MONO_, yep.
So we had Monozaki on the podcast a little while ago. This is somebody that Jim has known for a bit. Great guy. Super nice to talk to. I think it was like probably 10 episodes or less. So if you're interested. Yeah, if you're interested, go back, check us out. anchor.fm/thebacklog. Or search for us anywhere on any podcast app. Even if you don't really listen to podcasts, I'm going to be honest, we're trying to get this spread. We're trying to do more. We're trying to make sure we keep up every week, even when we don't want to. It's not easy. And so the more people that listen, the more people that show up in the chats and stuff, make it feel better to do. I've been doing it for 119 episodes. I can't wait for 120 and beyond. It is not a job, so don't feel like I'm trying to pressure you in that aspect. But I'm just saying, it feels fucking good when you know people are listening. The podcast, if you click subscribe on whatever app you use and you turn on the auto downloads for maybe the last episode or two, that'll help, because that'll ensure you download the episode. It gets considered as a listen, and other people might see it because it gets put just a little bit higher on the totem pole when they're searching for podcasts, because we all know there's millions of them out there now, and it's a competition. So, but if we don't get any more listeners and this is all we got, we appreciate each and every one of you. I am Kevin of the Backlog Podcast. Who are you?
I'm Jim.
I'm Buddy.
And lovely lady down on the bottom, what is your name?